when armed assailants stormed a synagogue in Jerusalem yesterday. The attack was brutal. They used a meat cleaver, an axe, and a gun. This morning, Israelis and people in other countries are mourning the five dead, three of whom were born in the U.S. NPR's Sam Sanders has this remembrance of one.
The attack took place in the primarily ultra-Orthodox Jerusalem neighborhood of Har Nof, which is home to many English-speaking dual citizens. Four victims were in the synagogue for morning prayers: Avraham Goldberg from Great Britain, and three dual U.S.-Israeli citizens: Moshe Tursky, the grandson of a prominent Boston rabbi; Aria Kapinski of Detroit; and Kalman Levine of Kansas City. Rabbi Shimon Kraft of Los Angeles was best friends with Levine.
We grew up together in Kansas City, Missouri. I met him the first day of second grade. You know, he's with his little sister on the bus, and you know, we got along well. We became playmates. We used to sleep over at my house all the time. We were big Kansas City Royal fans.
Levine was born in 1959. While in college, Levine and Kraft went to Israel to study in 1982. Levine stayed. He and his wife, Chaya, settled in Jerusalem. In this religious community, large families are the norm. Levine had nine children. Altogether, the four victims from Har Nof left 24 children. Many of the men in Har Nof devote themselves full-time to religious study. That described Levine. One of his sons said he'd come home from studying and study some more, then fall asleep in his chair, still studying. Levine's friend, Shimon Kraft.
He would always remember whatever the Torah topic you would discuss with him last. Even if it was 10 years before, 15 years before, he'd remember exactly what he was discussing with me last time and pick up right where he left off. You know, that's what was on his mind all the time.
He cared about those fundamental issues of love your neighbor as yourself. We're all created in the image of God. Justice, justice shall you pursue.
That's Alan Edelman, another friend of Levine. He spoke with NPR member station KCUR.
The irony that such a sweet, wonderful, caring person would lose his life in such a tragic and horrible terrorist attack is just beyond belief.
All four of the men killed in the synagogue were buried within hours of the attack, in accordance with Jewish religious law. The fifth victim, police officer Zidan Nahad Seif, was not Jewish. Seif was an Arab Druze citizen of Israel. He was shot responding to the attack and died last night. Sam Sanders, NPR News.